Unit 6, Coming to Korea. When first coming to Korea, there were many things that I needed to have in order so that I could obtain the proper visa necessary to work here. First, I needed to give immigration and my employer an accurate, an updated resume detailing my previous work experience. My experience needed to be well defined, to show how it related to teaching and how it could benefit students who were studying English. Further, I needed to include a letter demonstrating my desire to pursue a career in education and how I plan on doing this. Next, I needed a list of previous employers and professors who could recommend me to work at a school in the country. The references needed to be people who directly supervised me, and they could not be family or friends. In writing their letters on my behalf, these people proposed that I would be a great teacher and an asset for any school to have in the classroom. Once all of my documents were in order and properly mailed off to the immigration office, I sent in a separate set of documents that dealt with my salary. I needed to show that I qualified to receive my pay each month for being a teacher. To calculate this, Korean immigration takes in a variety of factors, including levels of education and years of experience in Korea. Mine was a higher level than many other teachers I know, since I have been teaching for 3 years and have a master's degree. Once this application was submitted to immigration, I just needed to sit back and wait for the paperwork to be processed. The first time I applied to be a teacher here, I thought that the process required an enormous amount of paperwork that seemed very stressful to complete. Now that I have been a resident in Korea for 2 years, it does not seem like such a big deal at all, since I know everything that needs to be done ahead of time. I also know that the consequences of forgetting a step or falsifying a document is that you will not be accepted to work as a teacher in Korea.